Okay, we're continuing in the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Trumos Perek Yud Halacha Tes Vav, Chapter 10, Law 15. Now, really, the next few lines are going to be difficult to understand until you learn Halacha Yud Ches.
So we shouldn't ask.
No, so what I'm going to do this time is, since I know we'll get to Yud Ches tonight. There's no question about it. So let's just do Yud Ches first.
Oh. Wow!
We're just going out of order.
So wow!
You never understand why the Rambam does things.
Rambam knows how to write his Sefer better than we could ever. But to make it easier, and I'm just going to, like, really, you can't understand the first few lines of Tes Vav until you understand the next few lines of Tes Vav. You really don't understand the next few lines of Tes Vav until you learn Yud Ches. So let's just do Yud Ches.
Okay.
I think that will make it. It says some very important ideas that it's just fundamental. All right, so we're skipping and we'll come back. Yud Ches. Anyone who eats truma, bein b'shogeg, regardless if it's unintentional, bein b'mezid, regardless when it is intentional, ein mishalim, when he pays back, what does he pay back from exactly? Ela min hachulin ha-mesukanim, it can only be, he replaces it not with money, he replaces it with other crops that have been already repaired, fixed. How? Shehotzi mehem trumas and meisers. You've already given trumas and meisers on that, and therefore it's already good to go, as it were. And we derive that from a pasuk when the guy eats b'shogeg and he has to pay back, it says, v'nosan l'kohen es hakodesh. You give to the kohen the holy foods, and the Gemara deduces from that something that's worthy to become kodesh as opposed to something that's already Kodesh, something that's not already kosher. In other words, you don't pay back with other truma or something else. So it's got to be regular crops that are 100% kosher, chulin crops. But hold on. And there's a number of things you can give that from, not just from your regular tevel that you gave truma and meiser on, and now it's regular crops. But anything else that's a legitimate crop that doesn't need any further tithing, such as umishalmi min aleket. You can give, if a poor person collects leket, you can pay from that. Umina shikha, or from shikha, umina peya.
Umina the poor person has taken that, and now
he's eaten something else that's truma.
Yeah, so it's a poor person who's eaten it.
Well, not, well, you know, it doesn't matter. He could have gotten rich afterwards.
Yeah. No, but he took it legally.
Shikha, he took peya. Listen, it could be a poor person sold shikha to a rich man.
Sure.
Right? Can also be umina hefker, or anything that was ownerless, that's no chiv. All these things have no chiv truma on them. None of them. Umimar serishon shenitla trumaso, or let's say maserishon, that truma gedola was given from, even though avishadayin lo nitla truma gedola, even though there wasn't truma gedola given, for example, is cases where the owner separated before there was an obligation of truma gedola. As it says, in Hiktima Maisa Truma, if he separate Truma before Maisa, in a situation you were allowed to do it. And also, Umishalmim, you can also repay this Truma from the Maisa Shani Vahekta Shanifto, Maisa Shani or Hektish that's been redeemed, even though that will be Shanifter Shlokaloch, even though you didn't redeem it properly, meaning you redeemed it without the Chomesh that's supposed to be given. All these cases, they're called kosher food. It's been all repaired, it's all legit. Now that's what you pay back for the truma that you ate, but now, and wait a minute, umin hachodesh ala yoshen, if you have food that's from after Pesach, or rather, well, the new crop that still you have to wait for, the new planting, well
chadesh,
after Pesach,
the
chodesh in the fall already, the new crop, you can give that for that which is yoshen, because it's the same species, avolo min Al Shein Amino, but not different species completely. You can't do that. Shemar says, "V'nasan l'kohen es haKodesh." You give to the kohen the kodesh, meaning kak kodesh, just like the kodesh shachar, like he ate. We will see more, but by shogeg, you must pay the fruits. You must, and the kohen can't even be moichel on that, as we will see.
Okay.
That's part of the kapara. You can't not allow him to have the kapara. By Mazi, the coin can be moichol, and instead he can demand money instead of fruits, and the fruits will not turn into Truma. There's a whole new thing we still have to say, but that's going to be back in Tesvav. But at least the first thing you see is that generally you repair the damage by returning fruits.
Produce.
That is good produce that doesn't need any particular repairs.
Now
we still have to do some big ideas in Tesvav, which is really important. So now we're going to go back to Tesvav. Okay. And even in the first line, we still have a little bit information, but not totally. But now what you're seeing is over here is that when you're doing this, so obviously when you're giving, it goes without saying, you're paying back the Karen and the Chomesh.
Yes.
Right? The Karen and the Chomesh is produce. Okay, so with that amount... What?
120.
Let's say for 100, it'd be 125. Exactly. Right. So now that we know this Chomesh is produce, now I might as well tell you what's going to be in the next line in Tesvav. This Truma and Chomesh, this substitute that you've repaired it with, you'll see in a minute, it has the status now of Truma. It's now Truma.
So it switches.
Truma.
Whoa.
This repair is Truma.
Just imagine eating it again.
Now with all this introduction, now we keep being Tesvav, and now you're going to understand what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
Because you see, now the first line in Tesvav will make sense. Ha'oichel es ha'chomesh bishkaga. Let's say, now this is the Chomesh, this is now you've made the reparations here. So we're not, of course, it's the Karen, but even the Chomesh. Even the fifth, you ate 100 apples, right? We'll say simple. Let's say it's simpler. You ate 4 apples. Don't be such a fresco.
Yeah, don't use.
You ate 4 apples from Truma.
Yeah.
So what do? You go back to your pile that's all fixed up, and you give him
five
apples.
4 and 1.
Those 5 apples, they are considered now
Truma.
Okay. Now, what happens if you eat, now 4 of them is the Karen, and 1 of them is called the Chomesh. Now what if after you've separated, and you're going to give it to the Kohen, or let's say you gave it to the Kohen and you just stole it from him, whatever, I don't care. But this Chomesh now, that should be eaten by a Kohen, it should, and it has a status of Truma. Now what if a Jew eats the Chomesh?
Same guy or someone else?
I don't care. Anybody. It's a status of Truma.
Yeah.
Same problem.
So we're not, it goes without saying if you eat the Karen, but we're saying even if you eat the Chomesh, right? Which is, you know, part of the Kapara, as it were. Yeah. So now, Tesvav, ha'okal es ha'chomesh bishkaga. If you eat the Chomesh by mistake, Hareze Mosif Olav Chum Sho. He asked to add a Chomesh to that as well. If you eat that Chomesh, Shaha Chomesh Ka Karen. Because Chomesh is the same status of Karen, meaning to say its din is the din of Truma. L'chol Dover for everything. So I would imagine, if let's say this Chomesh was an apple, so you'd have to repay the apple.
One and a quarter apple.
And a quarter apple now.
One and a quarter.
Yeah. Right? We'll spend it when we're dealing with large.
Now,
amounts.
If you have, and now, and not only that, V'chein Mosif Chomesh al Chomesh Zolam. And you're always going to add a fifth to the fifth. Now, let's say he takes the quarter apple.
No, don't eat.
And he eats the quarter apple. So now you got to give him a quarter and whatever a fifth on top of a quarter
one
is.
1/16. 1/16.
1/16. So it's 5/16 of an apple.
Yeah.
1/20.
Whatever. I don't care. But you know what I'm saying. It's getting smaller and smaller. It's going to get to the point where that Chomesh would have to be less than a...
Pruta. Sheva Pruta?
Kazayas, I believe.
Is it Kazayas?
Because if it's less than a Kazayas, that's not considered an eating. All right, so it goes ad infinitum until that Chomesh would be less than a Kazayas.
Oh, what you ate is less than a Kazayas.
Yeah, right. What?
It's a calculus question.
Yes, exactly. It's a calculus question. Perfect. So that now, and now, so now, how do we know this? You see, it's like the Rambam assumes you know all of the Rambam before you learn any Rambam.
Oh, boy.
Because look how much I had to tell you to understand this line, right? And now he gives us the very important information now in the next slide. Kol ha-meshalim keren v'chomesh. Anyone has to pay the keren and the chomesh. Harei ha-tashlumim, when you repay that, and it's in the form of fruit, as we learned in Halacha Yud Ches, right? Katruma, it's considered truma lechol davar, for everything.
Oh boy.
Even though it was, is this replaced? It was completely good chulin.
Yes.
That's been tithed in everything. It becomes mamish truma in every way, except with one exception. There's one exception. It has all the laws like regular truma, except for one thing, which is, now we know if you take truma, what if you take truma and plant it in the ground, stick an apple in the ground, and now apples come out of it, or whatever.
Or apple tree.
An apple tree, something comes out of it. We know it has a status of truma.
The whole tree.
Yeah, it does.
Whole tree.
But not here. If you take this repair truma, okay, it's like everything like truma except Elishim Nizra. If you plant it, Gidilehen chulin. What comes out of it is chulin. That even though, really you should know, it's a rabbinic decree. Even though the rabbis decreed that things that grow out of truma is not allowed to a czar, it's rabbinically, the stuff that when you plant truma in the ground is rabbinically considered usur to a czar. So the rabbis didn't make the decree for the repayment. Because that already repayment is already a chiddush that we're calling that truma to say that's truma, and now what grows out of that, that's where the rabbis didn't go so far. It's only rabbinic, okay. So they didn't take it that far. Now, for this part now, when it's done b'shogeg, v'imrotzah ha-koin limcho, if the coin wants to be mochel, says, you don't got to pay me. Ein mochel, his mechila is not considered a mechila, because this is not a monetary restitution, but it's a kapara, right? So you need a kapara, all right? Now, remember we learned earlier, now that this is in, this is for the fifth. That fifth is the kapara. What about the keren? Well, we'll see. If you remember, we learned in the last, in this chapter, which last week, we learned in Halacha Yudaf and Yud Beis a number of cases where all you pay is the Karen. Let's say you fed your little minor son truma. We said there's only an issue, he's not chayiv, it's only an issue of paying the restitution, and there's no kapara because the kid didn't do anything wrong. We list a whole number of cases where you only pay the Karen. When there's only Karen, there's really not kapara, it's just restitution. So therefore, but what, let's say we're in a situation where there's only a Karen over there. That's the next line of the Rambam. Whenever we're in a situation where you only had to pay the Karen, and it really is only restitution, and it's not really a kapara, Zareya tashlumim chulin. Then the payment is total chulin. Okay? And I would imagine the imrotza ha-koin limchol mochol. Then the coin is allowed to be mochol on that.
Before he couldn't because it was a kapara. This isn't considered a kapara.
There's no kapara.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
So that means when you ate somewhere there really was a desecration that happened. But when you're paying the keren, it's not necessarily a desecration happening for all the reasons we gave over there. So then it's a different, you can be moichel on that. Okay. Now we go to Tezayin. Bas Yisroel, a Jewish woman who's not from a Kohanic descent, she did an Avera, she'ochla truma. She ate truma. In other words, she separated, she had her own field, let's say. She separated her field, she fed her crops, there's truma over here, and she just goes and eats the truma. Okay, that's not good.
That's not good at
right?
all.
Right? Now, so now she, what are we saying now? She's going to have to pay. She has to pay to a Kohen, Karen, and a Chomesh, right? But not so fast. Not so fast. She went and did something right after she had the truma. Before
she got married to Cohen.
Yeah, now she turns around and marries a Cohen. Okay. Now she's allowed to eat truma now. Now, here's the question now. What did she do? How far did she go in the repayment of the truma? All right. When first she ate. Now the question is, how far did she go in making restitution before she married this Cohen? So it depends. Im truma shelo zocha ba kohen achla. Okay. Now, if when she ate that truma, was a truma that belonged to a kohen, was given to a kohen the first time. So we're saying even if it's a truma, when she had that original truma that she ate, it was shelo zochaba a kohen.
So she hadn't given it up
she
to
anybody. She hadn't given it to a kohen yet.
No designation.
So she ate it before it's designated.
Ah, pre-designated.
And now she didn't pay back yet, and now she married a kohen. So guess what?
She can give this
what's
coin.
The law? What's the law when you eat truma? What's in general? If I eat truma, it didn't belong to a kohen yet. What is the law?
You have to pay back.
I have to pay Karen Nechomesh to who?
To a kohen.
To any kohen you want.
Yeah. How about the husband?
Guess what?
He's married.
Guess what? So Mishalem es Karen Nechomesh la'atzma. She pays the Karen Nechomesh to herself.
Ooh-wee.
She can eat it. She eats it as truma. Right? Because if this was regular truma now, she wouldn't have to give it to a kohen, because she is a kahanas through marriage. So therefore, she takes it herself, because there was no kohen designated that she took it from. Follow?
Right.
So she's technically, I'm giving it to myself.
She didn't marry the guy just
sounds like a Democrat to me. But anyway.
It's getting political now.
Anyway. Anyway. But on the other hand, but what if she said, okay, this truma belongs to Sam Friedlander? It's Sam Friedlander's now. But she ate it before she gave it to Sam. And now she married another Cohen.
Not Sam.
Now she's got a problem because she's got to pay Sam. She stole from Sam. It's not just only a question of desecrating the truma. It belonged to Sam. So what does she have to do, though? Still, not everything. Mishalemis Karen Labam. She gives Karen, the principal, to Sam. I already know the rule. Even in any case, regular eating true, when you have to pay back, you can give the Karen to one Kohen and the Chomesh to another.
Right.
If I took a Kohen's Karen, all I have to make sure is pay him back his Karen. Now, the second part, that Chomesh is the Kapara. So I give it to any Kohen I want. Mm-hmm. So guess what? See, even though she had originally given it to Sam, she gives Sam the Karen, but she's no worse than any other Kohen. Vechomesh la'as, where she gets the Chomesh. Why? She call him a Shalim Karen Vechomesh. Whenever we have a situation of paying Karen a Chomesh by Truma, Mishalim a Karen la'ba'olim, you pay the Karen to the Kohen owner, if there was an owner of Kohen. Vachomesh, and the Chomesh in general, since it's just a kapara, L'chol Kohen she yirtza, to any Kohen she wants. So in this case, she is the preferred Kohen in this situation. So we can't make Kohanim lose, right? But there is still what to... Now, this all makes sense, because remember, now it's all based on what you're changing it as. That becomes Truma. You see, that's why it's working that way. It becomes Truma. Okay, so if she never gave it to Sam, so she could eat it. Goes to any Kohen. She's no worse than anybody else. Therefore, Yud Zayin is just a continuation of Tes Zayin. So now let's say, okay, she has to pay back to Sam.
Let's right? Get divorced.
So let's get it straight. She was a regular Yisraeli. She ate Truma. It was Sam's Truma. She now owes Sam Truma. What do you do? She got married to a Kohen. But before she could deal with the issue, or even if it wasn't Sam's Truma, whatever. But before she dealt with the issue as a Kohen herself, she now gets divorced by the Kohen
that
before
fast?
She dealt with it. Just a quick lady.
Whoa.
Okay. Lohi speaka l'shalem.
Okay.
She didn't yet separate anything to pay back. Right? She didn't yet separate anything to pay back. Achnis garsha, until she gets divorced from the husband. Benkach ubenkach. Doesn't matter if she had taken what was Sam's or she took what wasn't Sam's, wasn't any coins. It doesn't matter. Mishalemes la'atzmo. Enam. Sorry, I skipped an important word there.
That's pretty important.
Enam mishalemes la'atzmo. She can't pay to herself. Why? Because she ain't a coin anymore. Very commercial. This is a little bit like she never, even though it was a brief moment, but it didn't help. Because she hadn't separated, she didn't do anything.
She's not
so it's just like nothing happened, and now it depends. If she took it from Sam, he has to at least get the Karen and another coin, or Sam can get the Chomesh. She didn't give it to any coin yet, then she can do whatever she wants with any coin or any right. Group of two Kohanim to give the Karen.
But she can't
and
marry
the
another Kohen, that for sure she can't.
Is it divorced?
Yeah, because she got divorced.
Right.
So she couldn't quite pull it off.
But she got widowed, okay, that's a different story. Then she could marry
now
another
that
Kohen.
We did Yud Ches, we can now go to Yud Tes. Okay, Yutes, a fairly simple halacha. Ha'ochel kishuim shel erev shviz. Let's say you eat, you're a Yisrael, you illegally ate squash or any other food. Erev shmita. Okay, at the end of the sixth year, okay, or better yet, let's do it better. It was squash from the sixth year.
Okay.
It was squash from the sixth year.
You're eating it
and now you're eating it in the seventh year, but it's truma. All right? There's nothing wrong with you were eating it in the Shemitah year. That's not a problem. No. Problem was it was truma.
That's a problem.
So you just harvested, let's say, a few weeks before the end of the sixth year.
Okay.
You separated. Yes. Here's my truma. I got to give it to the Kohen. And now you didn't get around to it. You don't have to. You can give it. You can wait to give it to him until after Rosh Hashanah. Now it's after Rosh Hashanah. It's year seven now. You ate the squash. Now, what would you have to do normally? You have to pay him back with squash, right? Yes. Question is, what are you going to pay him back with?
There's no crop. There's no crop.
There's no crops anymore. There's no more squash, because that squash was squashed.
Can you pay from out of Israel?
No, you got to pay from the real deal, right? Stuff that's real truma, right? Yeah. So now, what are you going to do? There's nothing to pay back for the whole year. No cash. You got to pay back crops.
I know that's the normal thing.
So what are we going to do? So yamtin,
we wait.
Like Kishuin Shomotzes, you got to wait till the crops that grow the squash of year eight.
Eighth year.
Year eight now means there's a debt that's incurred that lays over the Shemitah year. The Shalimehem. And you pay back from that. Now, of course, you're all wondering, wait a minute, what's going on? You mean to tell me there isn't any squash at all that grows in the seventh year?
Yeah, there is.
Why can't I just take some squash that grows? Everyone's allowed to pick some squash and take some squash. There is squash that's growing on its own.
Yeah.
Pick some squash and go to the car and says, here's your squash. Mm-hmm. You pay back. Mm-hmm. Can't do that. Why? Look at the next line. Shane, there's a rule, golden rule. You know, you can't do business with Shemitah crops, right? Mm-hmm. Can you, excuse me, I'm going to take 7,000 kilos and sell it. You can't do any business. Part of business is paying back a debt.
Yeah.
What if you stam out a guy $500? So you're a very smart guy. You're going to collect $500 worth of squash and go pay the guy that? You're not allowed to pay debts. You have a debt to this coin, even though it's not a huge debt. It's just one squash or whatever. But you can't. That's paying a debt. You can't pay debts out of Shemitah. You cannot pay debts from Shemitah crops. Kamoshi's Barbara, as it has already been explained, as we have learned in the past, in the sixth parak of the laws of Shemitah.
Right. If it's a debt, it doesn't get canceled then by Shemitah?
No. It was because, first of all, that's a mazik. It's not a loan.
Yeah.
It's loans are canceled. This was not a loan. This was mamish. Damages. Damages don't get canceled out by that.
I think I got confused or I missed something. Didn't we say you paid back from Chulin? So if he had other squash...
No, we're talking... There was no money from the sixth year. The case was there's no squash left from the... That's why it says Erev Shviz. It's right at the end. It's right at the end of the sixth year. There's no more sixth year. You're right. If there were six-year squash, you could have been. We're speaking as there's no six-year squash.
We're done with the squash.
There's lots of seventh-year squash, as much as you want. And that's what the Rambam's saying. So instead of, you thought, let's just pay money.
Yeah.
We said, no, we're not going to pay money.
You could get it from Syria or something like that?
Well, that's a different kind. It's not biblical. It's not the same quality stuff. So you're stuck with that. All right, let's stop over here.
Go ahead.
Good place to stop.